This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now in this episode 59, we're going to be giving you guys our Matrix rankings. Now there's three of them, but we're going to give you guys our separate rankings of the Matrix. So Nate, we finished this off last week. Let's have some fun, right? So you started off with yours.
All right. So pretty easy. There's going to be a nice short ranking for you guys. Normally we have like five, six, seven movies and his is different and mine is different. These are probably going to be, well, they could be kind of close because there's only three of them to choose from.
Yeah.
One thing I can pretty much assure you is that our number three will probably be the same. And my number three is The Matrix Revolutions. Now, again, when we reviewed this, go back, listen to episode number 57. That's where we reviewed Matrix Revolutions. I'm not going to re-review it. But what I will say is I described this as a movie that is more of a disappointment than an outright disaster, total failure, terrible movie. So I don't think it's awful. I just don't think it holds a candle to either of the first two. So I rank it as my number three as far as the Matrix movies go. It's just the weakest of the bunch. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I kind of agree. My number three also is the Matrix 3. Honestly, the storyline is super weak. We're not breaking this down. You can check out our podcast episode number 57, you said. Check it out. Yep. See how we break the film down. But in terms of the ranking, three is the worst one, I guess.
Yeah.
Number two.
Absolutely. All right. So my number two is one of those occasions where the movies just kind of fall into place for me as they were released. My number two is The Matrix Reloaded. Now, I tend to like The Matrix Reloaded more than most people. I know a lot of people don't like it. I'm not one of them. I enjoy it. I think it's a good story. Very dense. But the older I get, the more I appreciate it. It has one of, if not my favorite action scene of all time in film. I think the freeway chase scene is one of the greatest things I've watched as far as an action scene. It's long. It's incredibly well shot. It looks amazing. Movie's good. It's really good. I don't think it's as good as another one, but I do think it's very well worth your time, and I really enjoyed it. So my number two, Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah, now this is funny. It's going to be very controversial. A lot of people are going to leave comments down below, but my number two is The Matrix number one. Now, I'm not as crazy with the first movie. Now, the first movie is great, very revolutionized. I'm not breaking down our review on this. That you could check out also on the podcast, which is number 50. Which number?
Three. No, 53.
53 is The Matrix review, so you guys can check it out. Or I can put the link on top once we have the video up for you guys. You could just click there on any of the reviews you guys want to check out. Now, in terms of the one, like, again, I enjoyed it for what it was. There's a lot of, to me, the little nitpicks were the questions and whatnot. Not as, we do not know much with Neo. You just find out he's the one throughout the movie. Yep. But with that, I enjoyed it for what it was. But to me, it's not the best one. So I gave that number two.
Get the pitchforks, everybody. Get the angry mob. Get the pitchforks. Come for this man. I'm just kidding. Respect. All right. My number one is The Matrix. Look, to me, it is borderline a perfect movie. It's not quite, because I did give not fives to the lead character of Neo and to Agent Smith. While I think both are good characters and very well performed, especially Smith, Hugo Weaving is fantastic in the role. They hold it back from being like a perfect, perfect movie to me. I do enjoy the storyline with them, but I really just enjoy the storyline overall of the film more so than the characters. So while I like the characters, I like following them, I root for them, I like Morpheus, I like Trinity. You know what I mean? They do a good job. I'm here for the overall story. I think it's very clever, very creative, very ahead of its time. It's a movie that pays homage to a lot of the Wachowskis' favorite movies growing up. It pays homage to John Woo films. It pays homage to martial arts films. And yet it creates its own lane. And then it becomes an influential movie. It's very funny how that happened, how it was influenced by others and then became the influencer itself. It's not a lot of movies that do that. This is one of them. And until recently, The Matrix was always a standard, you know, as far as an action film. So I absolutely love it. That's my number one.
Yeah, so my number one is The Matrix Reloaded. Ooh. I enjoyed part two, and it's funny because I never liked it until we rewatched it again on the podcast. Yeah. And I liked it more. I thought it had a great story to it. I was more engaged with this one more than the first one. I love the action sequences, and I think that's what gravitated me to this one more than the first one. If I had to pick them in the rankings, I love the highway scene. I love them in the Merovingian's lair or whatever the hell you call it when they're fighting.
Merovingian.
Yeah, that guy's lair. I like his character. I like Neo's flying abilities and the Agent Smith's got upgraded. So everything was pretty good in this movie. And then you got the Keymaster and everything throughout the film. So to me, I think for me, this is the perfect one out of the three. So
I think it's the Milli Vanilli twins that did it for you in that movie. The Milli Vanilli ghosts.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, just to recap my rankings, of course, number one, The Matrix. Number two, The Matrix Reloaded. Number three, Matrix Revolutions. Alex rankings, of course, number one, The Matrix Reloaded. I love a good hot take. That is, I love it. I respect it. His number two, The Matrix. And his number three, Matrix Revolutions. No one's putting that at number one. No one's favorite movie is Matrix Revolutions. I ain't never met him. But maybe it's you. So leave it in the comments down below if that is your favorite movie.
Yeah, but other than that, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends. Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, please go to www.levelsofgeeks.com/podcast. That is where we have our audio and video versions of the podcast. You guys got them there nicely organized from 1 all the way up to 59. And then, of course, if you guys want to follow us on our new YouTube channel, search for Action Movie Guys. Please hit that subscriber button so you guys can get new episodes once they are released. Hit the like buttons, hit the notification bell so every time new videos are out, you guys will be notified. If you guys want us to take us on the go with you, please check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your podcast on or any platform. Search for Action Movie Guys on those platforms. And then, of course, we are on Instagram, Twitter, Action Movie Guys Podcast on Instagram. And then on Twitter is AMG Podcast. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.